Let's begin with a quiz about the Corn Belt. Which state is increasing its corn acreage the most rapidly? Next question. Is the heart of the Corn Belt increasing or decreasing in soybean acreage? And finally, what's the acreage trend for wheat in the Western Corn Belt? For extra credit on this pop quiz, what's all behind the dynamics described by your answers? We'll find out answers to those questions right after this. Other seed companies talk big. LG Seeds delivers big. It all starts with the right seed. LG Seeds' superior hybrids are developed through an advanced breeding program, one that delivers acre after acre of big yields in your fields. You'd better warn the elevator, bigger yields are in the bag. LG Seeds, our seed, your soil, total success. Back down to the Farmgate blog. The answers to those initial questions may be quite surprising if you don't already know about the trends in Corn Belt acreage. The recent USDA projected plantings report indicated the trends would continue for the most part. However, University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnitke paints a surprising picture of acreage dynamics in Corn Belt states, which has been driven by high prices of corn. And that does not mean corn acreage is increasing in traditional areas. However, the price of corn rose in 2006 along with other commodities, and over the period from 2006 to 2012, Schnitke says some very significant trends occurred. In that period, corn acres increased by 24%, soybean acres increased by 2%, and wheat acres decreased by 4%. First of all, in corn. Corn acreage generally increased across the Corn Belt, and any counties with a decrease in corn acreage reported, on minimal changes. The majority of counties reporting an increase indicated between 5 and 30,000 additional acres. About 10% of the counties with increased acreage reported increases of up to 60,000 additional acres. And that doesn't reflect the increase in corn acreage in North and South Dakota, which has increased at an exponential rate of 60,000 acres and more in given counties. In soybeans, the 2% increase in Corn Belt soybean acreage from 2006 to 2012 is a rather misleading fact. There were areas of substantial increase, but most of the heart of the Corn Belt, from Ohio across to Iowa and up to Wisconsin and Minnesota, reports a loss of acreage of 60,000 acres per county, or sometimes less. There were many farmers in the area that opted out of soybeans, while farmers in the Dakotas again ramped up their rate of soybean planting. That trend of increased soybean acreage continued southward through Nebraska and Kansas, cutting through the heart of wheat country. And in wheat, it's being displaced across the Great Plains, in part by corn. The regions of North and South Dakota, where corn acreage increased at the more rapid rates, displayed a correlating trend of fewer wheat acres. Many counties indicated losses of 60,000 acres or more. Wheat acreage did not find resurgence, did find resurgence in southwestern Kansas and in northern Montana. Traditional wheat growing areas of Washington State reported a wide variety of acreage trends. So in summary, corn production is occurring in non-traditional areas. To make way, soybeans and wheat acres have declined, except more soybeans are being raised in the Dakotas. Traditional wheat areas are declining, except more wheat is being raised in Montana. This is Stu Ellis.